everybody. Welcome to another fuzzed out episode of Songs in the Key of X. I am your host, Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop. I like to talk about a lot of things. Wrestling, movies, how items found in hardware stores are just as good, if not better, than the stuff you can purchase from so-called specialty websites. And I like to talk about music. Secretly, I'm always hoping that you don't know much about the bands I choose to spotlight, because I love being the guy who introduces you to new tunes. So as much as I hope you've never heard of the band Failure, so I can melt your face with their ominous amazingness for the first time, I also sort of hope you've been a fan of theirs for as long as I have. Now, Failure lives within the subgenre known as space rock. There aren't many other bands in that niche. Hum, for sure. Hawkwind, maybe? Klaatu, to an extent, although I don't like to admit that. But Failure is one that I think of right away when someone uses the term space rock with me in conversation, which, by the way, never happens. Failure's music incorporates a lot of science fiction elements, lyrics about madness and isolation, and especially on the third album, lots of drugs. Hold on to your minds, fellow kids. Here are five of my favorite songs by Failure. Number five. Which blank did I draw? What kind of a day? Which one had to go? First album, the sardonically titled Comfort. That song is called Something. It really is. Well, isn't that something? It sure is. I don't bitch much about Failure, but Comfort is an album that could really use a good remastering. I don't know if it's because they were working with producer Steve Albini, but this record sounds really muffled to me. Now, that works in the sense that it keeps Failure a scary sort of band, music that hides in the shadows and whispers your name when you're about to fall asleep. But the muddy mix keeps that brilliance from showing through. Their other albums are really bright, so I don't know. From a production standpoint, Comfort is a mess. The songwriting, though, is really good. I mean, it's a first album, so you kind of have to lower your expectations a tad. But if you look at Comfort as kind of the setup for the rest of their work, you can see that darkness already present in their music. This song, Something, wraps itself in dissonance and OCD tedium. Ken Andrews sings the line, "I can't say this if you hear it." Now that's the kind of awkwardness that can eventually bloom into full-blown disorder. So even if you can't get your head into that space, listening to Failure is going to show you what it's like to live there. Number four. All in a week. Favorite albums of last year. That song is called Dark Speed. The album is called In the Future Your Body Will Be the Furthest Thing from Your Mind. How's that for a title? Suck it, Fiona Apple. Dark Speed, with its low vocals, sounds like a foreign voice in your head. Those aren't your thoughts. That's not you, but it is you. It's a part of you that doesn't have a name. It promises you a freedom that isn't really free. It tells you that you can deal, that you're above all the bullshit. But that's just a coping mechanism, isn't it? All the horror that surrounds you is still there. Darkspeed could be about shaking off drug addiction, dealing with the world sober without the filter of being altered. The video certainly implies that, and it makes sense. After all, failure originally broke up because of drugs. Specifically, according to an interview in Rolling Stone with guitarist, bassist, and vocalist Ken Andrews, it was due to Greg Edwards' heroin addiction. Greg Edwards, by the way, is the other guitarist, bassist, and vocalist, and he plays keyboards too. Now, the guys trade off instruments and microphone duties, which is cool. Their drummer is Kelly Scott, who also played with Blinker the Star. Now, truth is, all the guys had issues with substance abuse, so it's no wonder they imploded. They reformed in 2014 and have released two albums since then. There's your quick failure history. Dark Speed, great song. Slithers about in your consciousness for a while, never quite goes away. Good, good stuff. Number three.
Had a piggy bank like a lion's head. From a skyscraper can kill. I've lined up my change on the windowsill. Watched for hours people down below. The wind has frozen.
This song is called Pennies, and there are two versions of it. The version on In the Future, Your Mind Will Be the Furthest Thing from Your Body. Why is that so hard to say? God, that's long. Anyway, that version's really fleshed out. It's got a new bridge, lasts about twice as long as the version on Golden, which is Failure's Rarities and B-Sides album. Probably unsurprisingly, I like the version on Golden better. It's more raw. The focus on the acoustic guitar works for me, because it's not traditionally pretty. The spotlight stays on the odd notes, those quarter steps under each other. You hear the unpolished quavering in Ken Andrews' voice. The lyrics are about a person who considers pushing pennies from a skyscraper ledge, watching them fall, and maybe hitting someone in the head. Would it leave a crater? A bloody skid mark on the sidewalk? Physics sort of says no to that scenario, but it's a great horror story, isn't it? Not only that mindset, passive gravity-assisted murders, but what if it did work? And what if someone were thinking the same thing as I walked by their high-rise apartment or office? At less than 3 minutes long, Pennies is my favorite mostly acoustic failure song. And it's also the reason I don't get around tall buildings if I can help it. Yay, living in the country. Number two.
Go ahead, Romeo, in your detachment. I'm here.
Fantastic Planet, which is generally regarded to be Failure's best album. That song is called Pitiful. In my estimation, this isn't just a great Failure song. This is just a great song. This rocks so friggin' hard. That basic riff during the chorus activates the dark part of my pleasure center. The switch up in the time signature between the chorus and verse works for me. The instrumental in the middle is nothing but feedback and static. And folks, I've said it for years, feedback is your friend. Embrace it. Towards the end of the song, Andrew's voice gets ragged out and desperate. It is compelling. This portrait of a screwed up relationship amazes me in pretty much every way possible. The people in the song need each other so much they can't stand each other, and one of them might be a sociopath. how relatable is that? Let this song fade away into your isolation, and we'll top this out with number one.
It's not about the boy found slain. It ain't about his lips blood drained. You should have seen his dreams dissolve into the dumpster behind the mall. I'm going down to the one.
That's the sarcastically titled Wonderful Life, the centerpiece of the band's second album, Magnified, from 1994. Y'all can love on Fantastic Planet all you want. This is my favorite Failure song from my favorite Failure album. What a delightfully morbid piece of work. It checks everything on my list of things that makes songs excellent, except liberal usage of foul language, because I like that too. There's a really big part of me that enjoys awful things and bad concepts. But Wonderful Life has heavily distorted and overdriven bass, weird musical triads that never resolve themselves, lyrics that reflect how uncaring the world can be, what happens to people who are left unchecked, people who are in the wrong place at the wrong time, the sad, the ill, the unlucky. And what does this song say to do about those people and their issues? Go to bed. Ignore it. It won't go away, but you'll be okay. There's also a really good chance that you should take some heroin. It'll help you sleep. Now look, I don't condone heroin usage, but I think that if you leave a tiny crack open in the door of your optimism, this is the song that will push its way through and alter your mood. It might not depress you, but it will slyly change your perspective on things. And I think that's what really chills me about Failure. Their songs have a way of placing the listener inside the music, and you're listening to an unreliable storyteller the whole time. It leaves one wondering what's true and what counts as delusion. And in a postmodern, post-logic, post-damn-near-everything world, that's the sign of greatness. Failure, with their incredible lyrical viewpoint, love of guitar effects, and an eye on something grander than a hit single, have a huge place in my heart. If you have the Failure tribute album by some weird quirk of fate, look at the liner notes. Yay! I'm in there! Hi! Like I said, I've been a fan for a long time. In fact, if you do have that album, hit me up. I need a copy of that. I lost mine in a move. Are you also a fan of Failure? Let me know in the comments, because I rarely pass up a chance to talk about this band, because I do love them ever so much. Are you a fan of Biff Bam Pop? Well, of course you are. Why else would you be here? Tell your friends about the site. Tell complete strangers about us while online for coffee. Maybe, if you say Biff Bam Pop 5 times while staring into a mirror, I will magically appear and force you to listen to Failure. Maybe not. But weirder things have happened. Follow me on social media if you can find me. And really, I'm not hiding. Come on. 2 minutes doing a simple search, and I'm right there. We're out of time. The tape machines are rolling. Oh, wait. Wrong ending. Take two. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You've been listening to Songs in the Key of X. And until next time...